get together and forget our differences as countries and not fight, and we'll create a world of harmony and peace. That would have been the spirit level. But again, we would say that if the person who was doing that, the initial act, just took a few more minutes to think, and it doesn't take much thinking if it were a real situation, they could have come up with something that was less harmful, and again, that would have been something agreed on the spirit level. It isn't so much necessarily that the spirits have a failure of imagination, it's that when you are incarnated physically in a body, there are energies, issues, decisions, processes, rules and guidelines that take place that keep you from necessarily being fully in connection with the decisions that you make moment to moment. That doesn't have to always be that way. It isn't always that way. Sometimes you can catch yourself making a decision and hiding it that you would never think that you had made. You would never have thought that that was the kind of decision that you could make. For instance, a happy one. I will run into someone at the supermarket that I've always wanted to meet, just would never have expected to meet, but famous actress, and she's shopping at Raley's for some reason. And that's a decision that you make and that she makes, but you hide it from yourself so that when you go to Raley's, you're very surprised. What we, and by that we mean Athena and the rest of us who are speaking, because right now it is a blend, if you will, were speaking of earlier about balancing your chakras, clearing out old stuff, is part of moving forward as a being into a much more aware state of being, so that you are more aware of the things that you have created, that you've constructed, and that so therefore you are more consciously creating a reality that hopefully is one that is a better, happier, more harmonious one. That is all we have to say. Did that answer your question?
Yes.
Did you have any others? Did you have any others now that we've spoken a bit?
No.
Okay.
It's just a comment.
Good.
About morality and decisions you make. You know, I was raised in my church, and they always taught to make your decision young. You know, like, we teach about not doing drugs and how harmful they are, so that your kids can know and understand that they're harmful and make that decision while they're younger. And so it's more rooted. You know, and as another fictional character, Batman, you know, he's made a decision. He does not kill. And the villains are still deathly afraid of him. Why? You know, he has a persona. You know, he may not kill everyone, but he still has frightened because he seems to be everywhere. But still, he made that moral decision. Even probably before his parents died, he would not kill. You know, he would not murder. He may, like in the movie, you know, people do die from his actions, but it was accidental, or the other person's decision. You know, to jump off the building. What can he do? But he will not personally kill. And throughout his whole fictional life, he has not done that.
That's a good comment. We might choose to speak about that very issue, about moral issues and about the kinds of decisions that you can make and their consequences on another evening. Thank you again. Thank you for your very excellent question. It allowed us to sneak in a little bit more information. And thank you to both of you for not only for attending, but for attending with a receptive spirit, because that does help. tremendously. It helps the channel, because she's a very good psychic and she senses things, and it helps us because an attitude of skepticism is in a way almost like a protective barrier against experiencing those things you were skeptical about. It changes the energy. So thank you again very much, and we say good evening.